Hello, welcome to the Mac Show. Yeah, blimey, we're back. 3 weeks away. Sorry about the absence, but work intervened and that kind of stuff. So it is what it is. If it's not on a Friday, it's not happening at all. Thanks to whoever that was who sent a WhatsApp message to me. Joining me to discuss the goings-on in Apple, everything that's coming up and everything that's happened and everything that will be happening, a fantastic panel starting us off. Top left. The thing stopped
working. You forgot my name?
The thing stopped working. No, it's all right. It stopped working. That's not good.
Well, you and as we get older.
Mate.
You know, it did start working right when Howard tapped her headphones, though.
No, I'd like to say it was Howard's fault and offset the blame, but it wasn't. It's just an idiot at the controls. Doc, how you doing?
Good, man. Good. Busy as all get, but it's that time of season, so it tends to happen. But I'm having fun.
Excellent.
Working hard.
Good. Good, good, good. What were we talking about the last time you were on? I can't remember. It's been so long, I just can't remember the gossip.
I think it was the Apple IIgs, because it had just come out. It's been that long since we've done a show, right?
Yeah, no, yeah. I think that might be. Although I do have a recollection of iOS 3. Could be wrong. Could be wrong. The dulcet tones there of Jeffrey. How the hell are you, mate?
I'm doing all right. I've really missed all of you. I'm glad we're recording today.
Last time we did this show, there was snow in Boulder.
Well, funny thing is, if we had been doing the shows the last couple weeks, there would have been snow.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, we've been alternating between like 80-degree weather and snow. I was in Washington, D.C. Most of the week, so I missed all of the snow this time around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, but well, hey, sunny today.
Good, mate. Good. And not last. What am I talking about? Christ. Next to him, it's Howard. How are you doing?
Hello. I'm fine. Glad to be back.
Now, you've cancelled on us the last few shows, haven't you, Steve?
I have. I think the last one I was on was Auntie Pamela, but yeah.
You don't know. How is Auntie Pamela?
Yeah, my Auntie Pamela. Yeah, I've been busy.
Is Auntie Pamela basking in the glow of stardom?
Yes, she is.
Is she?
Yeah. Doing
autographs down the supermarket and that kind of stuff. Selfies.
No. Not that bad. Awesome. But favorite. Happy to tell everybody.
She's Jeff's favourite. That's all it takes is one mention on this show and you're Jeff's favourite. And another person who's Jeff's favourite. Greeny boy.
Hello, Cap.
How the devil are you, mate? You still got your mountain man beard on then from the winter.
You think? Does it work?
Yeah, it works. You grow a decent beard, mate.
Yeah, it's all right.
You always looked like good when you had a beard when you were down in London. That time I came over and met you for a beer at the London Mac User Group.
Yeah,
I said to you then, beard suited you.
Yeah, I think your beard does suit me. So there we go. So it's all good. Good.
What have you been up to?
Eating beans, as we discussed pre-show.
Yes, we did discuss pre-show, and I think that's where it should stay. And so does your wallpaper. What else have you been up to? You got an interview coming up, haven't you?
Yes,
Google,
I have.
Google Clarity job.
Next Friday in Birmingham, so that should be fun. But I've done
just around showtime.
I have done so many interviews recently, but one of them is going to go right. I'm sure of it.
Definitely will, mate. No question. And Muller's here in the studio as well, but he's not on the microphone, so because it's not enough. The Week in Mac. All the stuff that's gone on, all the big shiz that's been happening. First story is that the invites for WWDC have gone out for the media, and it's a unicorn festival. Just, I don't get that picture. It's a unicorn.
Not a fan of unicorns, but hey.
The icon. Why don't you like unicorns? Who doesn't like unicorns?
Nah,
come on, you got to tell us this one. Were you bitten by one?
I don't know. I'm not really a fan of it.
You were bitten by one as a child, weren't you?
Nah, I think maybe I find them too girly or
that's
something.
That's where you got
like, I don't like pink.
That's where you got your white fleck from in your hair. The unicorn horn rubbed you, and that was
unicorn horn rubbed me
while it bit you, and that's why you don't like unicorns now. No, I'm off the mark.
Way off.
Okay, sorry. So going back to the unicorn, then it's the unicorn keynote. So Apple are bringing
that's the emoji, yeah? I mean, Memoji. It's the Memoji unicorn. You can tell by the dumb look on his face.
So it's going to be another shit event.
Well, you can't say that. We just dropped a bunch of hardware. So, I mean, that's worth something.
They're not launching hardware. We know that, yes. Because the MacBook,
we just did it.
Or they might be announcing hardware. Meaning we might hear about only the Mac Pro machine, Pro, right? Finally. Hence unicorn, yeah. Because it's the unicorn Mac, the fantasy Mac that we never really get.
It could be the 16-inch, couldn't it?
Yeah, the 16-inch screen. Yeah. There's an order place for Samsung, wasn't there, as well, for 16-inch screens?
Mm.
I used to have a 17-inch one back in the day, and it was absolutely massive, ridiculously so, really. And it was, you know, it weighed so much. But I suppose that was back in the day. We're talking, 10 or 15 years ago, something like that. And it was a proper desktop replacement, but it was a pain in the ass. So if you went to customers or doing a bit of traveling or something like that, it was just too big. But that sort of back in the day. And so they're a lot thinner and lighter these days, aren't they? So maybe the 16-inch will be good.
Yeah, I love the 17-inch, I've got to say. And I do lament to this day the fact that I still don't have access to one. I've still got it, but it just won't run, bugger all. That's the trouble.
Yeah, the last one was, I think it was 2011. And I just remember, it might have been 2009, but I just remember opening that sucker on an airplane. And one, it was really hard to manipulate the tray back table plus the size of that screen. But two, about five rows behind you would be like, turn off the damn light. That sucking thing was massive.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder how it would fare in today where all airplanes are scared of batteries.
Oh, I mean, that was the thing. You had the battery in that thing was massive.
Yeah,
it was.
It was huge.
Mine only died last year, and I had a, we always have our favorite, Macs and whatnot, and we have our, sort of family rituals when your favorite Macs go away, kind of like you and in this 2011 MacBook Air. I had a moment with my 17 at the table with a glass of whiskey staring at it going, you did good.
Yeah, yeah.
It lasted all the way until last year, which is pretty amazing when you consider. But dude, I think it was 2009 and 2011, so it had a 10-year run.
Dude, how much whiskey had you drunk that you were talking to your MacBook?
Oh, I talk to my computers all the time. If you don't name them and talk to them, then they won't perform properly for you.
Oh,
you have to name your kid, bro.
Mate, you've got to tell us the names of your MacBooks.
There's tons of it. My current MacBook is Aria, of course, because of Game of Thrones. My two iMacs right here, the old one and the new one, is Vader and Sidious. I just bought a brand new 530 BMW. His name is Grey Wynn, after Game of Thrones dog. Wolf, not dog, but, I name all of my kit. I had Tiffany. I had Roberta. Roberta was the old Toyota that ran for like 300,000 miles before she finally gave the ghost. But we called her Auntie Roberta because she had that crooked hat, when the headliner drops down.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Everybody has an Auntie Roberta in church with the crooked hat.
There is nothing more interesting that I can say now than that, mate. That is superb.
Bro, that's important stuff. You don't name your kit?
I've got I've got three Synology drives down just behind where Muller sat. And they're called Greta, Gizmo, and... Gandalf.
There you go.
They've actually got labels on them, so I know which one's which.
And see, important.
Gandalf, is that Lord of the Rings?
Yeah. Gizmo is...
Gizmo is the Mogwai.
That's right. And Greta?
Garbo.
Nope. Ah, there we go. There's a competition. Answers on a postcard. BritishTechNetwork@gmail.com.
It's where a mispronunciation of a greater.
No, Greta. And it's to do with one of the other two.
Yeah.
Huh. So you can get it by the end of the show.
Wait, yeah. The Lady Gremlin is Rose.
I can't answer that. You have to just Google it. Chat room, Google it.
Googling.
I'm feeling kind of lame with my hard drives now.
Oh, so what are yours called?
Well, I have Calliope 5, so it's the fifth hard drive with that name, which is where my iTunes library lives.
Calliope Drive the fifth. That yep. sounds like someone who lives in the Hamptons.
Oh, so I have a fancy music collection then. Then there's Wayback Machine.
Wayback Machine. Not invented
after. As in way, way back.
Website.
No, way, way back is his Chinese sister.
Yeah. and then what was that old cloud personal drive thing that...
That based on your naming so far, that's probably actually its name.
No, it's Landru.
Dolly Drive. At the time, it was the biggest drives you could get.
Yeah. See, boring names.
Greenie.
Yes.
Have you named anything?
No.
Apart from children, obviously. But I mean, you know, like you don't name Kit. Your piano behind there has not got your name or anything like that. Or
no, nothing like that. Or Carl's or anything like that. Never done anything like that.
No, I haven't.
Yeah. Dude, that's B.B. King, man. I learned that from B.B. King.
Right, but okay. I learned it's the notes that you leave out from BB. Stop listening to the notes I play. Listen to the notes I don't play.
Quite good for a gig, though, wouldn't it?
Anyway.
You don't play any notes at all, and you get paid at the end of the night.
We've managed to bullshit our way through the fact that we have no clue what's coming at WWDC. So back on topic, then. It's not like me to bring us back on topic, is it? Jesus. Anyone got any ideas what we're getting there? It's got to be, it's all games, it's all light stuff that's actually probably making Apple and the developers an absolute fortune, so that's why it's well worth doing. But if it's I think
we're going to learn a lot more about Marzipan.
Right.
Because we know that Apple is planning on opening up Marzipan in iOS, what are we on right now, 10.14, so it'd be 10.15? I think we'll get more Marzipan info. And we're going to see some demos from big companies showing their Marzipanified apps.
Right. Okay.
So I Marzipan can't, being the new version of OS X, is that right?
No, Marzipan is a special coding layer that Apple has created so that you can take apps that you've developed for iOS and then repurpose them and recompile them so that they run on a Mac.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. I did hear that something was coming along those lines, but I didn't realize it was called Marzipan. So that's good. Good.
<That's annoying.
laughs> Oh, there we go.
So the neon thing then, that does, because that, if it was all about marzipan, they'd have put cakes on there, surely. But it's not. That it's all neon lights, isn't it? It's
all neon lights.
All neon. Yeah,
everyone's always tried to figure out.
I have no idea.
And the colors normally mean nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
But. What's in the iconography?
Well, the emoji stuff and all the games. And it's gaming-based, isn't it? So.
Yeah.
Swift's in there. There's a picture of a Swift look on the right-hand side.
So maybe this has to do something with the new iOS.
But yeah, it's definitely iOS, but it's always iOS, isn't it?
I mean, but the extra iconography and all of that, it, for some reason, it's... you know, like maybe, and I didn't mean to say iOS, I meant to say the new iPhone. Like maybe the gaming processor and the new iPhone is going to like step up. And like you said, yeah, there's a Swift Bird in there. It looks like Clippy. It's coming out of the, if you look at the one with the bear.
Yeah, there's Clippy like right next to it.
Clippy's coming out of his head.
Apple.
I don't know what that.
Apple.
What's up with that?
Apple had a hostile takeover of the Clippy Foundation. Should we buy Tesla this week or should we buy Clippy? Let's buy Clippy. And there is an App Store logo thing at the top.
Yeah.
And a Mario Brothers M.
Oh, that's what the M is. Yeah. I was thinking it was a W, but it's a M.
And the share symbol is in there as well.
The AR kit symbol is there.
Yeah, Swift. Is that a Ruby or sketch symbol at the very bottom?
That's a Ruby, yeah.
Ruby.
Yeah.
And there's a lot more software.
And it's a unicorn with a blown mind.
Yeah, yeah. So they got the unicorn, the robot, the bear face. I'm sure they probably made like six of these. And they, but the iconography is all the same. It's just they adjust the wireframe on the bottom.
All they need is the fearful lion and the scarecrow. And that's it. Dorothy's going back.
Dorothy.
It's going to be Mac OS 11, isn't it? And it's going to be called Unicorn.
You think that well-known place in California?
Yeah, well, Unicorn, California.
Yeah, but we're bored of that whole sort of... takes me ages to learn how to pronounce them.
How does one classify the we? And Americans know how to pronounce Mojave because the Native Americans are Mojave in the desert.
We know how to pronounce it. We just take the piss out of you.
Oh, I was just wondering what the hell Greeny was talking about.
There's a cue for that.
But that much interest in the name. I don't know why everyone gets so twisted over what do you call it. And most people don't even know what it is when you actually ask them when you have a support question. What operating system are you running? Oh, Mac. Like when I was at the GS bar, people rarely knew whether it was Leopard or Tiger or Snow Leopard or Mountain Lion. Most people never knew that. All they knew was they had Mac OS. You had to look it up.
Well, they're not Mac
OS. So the name is something that the blogosphere talks about, but nobody actually cares or knows.
I called it Mojave for months. Until somebody wrote in and complained.
That's no one's shocking at that point. Apple, apparently in 2013, made a serious offer to buy the whole of Tesla at $240 a share. That's got to surface rumors again that Apple actually is making a car as opposed to just an OS for a car. Surely. Because they're showing that they wanted to buy a car.
I have a strange story about Tesla. I went to go look at one and I thought about it seriously and I know we catch a lot of flack for them. It's a royal piece of crap. The technology aspect of it is gorgeous. It's absolutely beautiful and it does a lot. But when you actually sit down in it and you feel the fit and finish, it is not nice at all. Is not nice at all. It reminds me of an HP Spectra where they tried to make it look pretty, like the way the, you know, the MacBooks look pretty, but it's missing that really good fit and finish. Run your hand along the seams and feel the plasticiness of the dash, or just sit in it and try to use the controls the way you normally use the controls, and it's slammed together. Now the actual technology, the drivetrain, the engine, the insane speeds, all of that part is there, you know. And if you look at an HP Spectre, that part was there too because that was Intel and Nvidia, but the putting the body on it, rubbish. So I opted for the 530. I stayed with BMW because everything is built like a tank. And even I looked at the Mercedes and Audi. All of them, all of the above are better than Tesla. I don't know what all the hype is, because if you really, really suss it out, it's a piece of crap.
So, I mean, the thing with Tesla is the fact that if you have an accident, you're absolutely knackered because it's so hard to get spares. You could be off the road for ages. And they're expensive, and you're struggling with insurance over in this side of the pond as well. There's no, I can't see Tesla being around in 5 years.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I'm with you.
Mm-hmm. I think other people will steal their tech and move on.
Yeah, I mean, just, yeah. It's sad, but Musk is just such an idiot in some respects. You know, he's Howard Hughes in others, and well, he's Howard Hughes full stop, because it's the genius bordering on the mental, is it not?
Yeah. Do you think that's probably why Apple pulled out then? They saw something and thought, this isn't going to work.
They saw Musk and ran to the hills.
They saw Musk. Yeah, I can back up Doc on the car quality. I know a couple people. I live in Boulder where Teslas basically grew on trees. So I've talked with a couple people that own Teslas that told me that, when their car arrived, they rejected it because it was put together so poorly that they just simply didn't want the car. And so then Tesla had to make them a new one. And then they would take the second one. But like where the seams come together for the body panels and stuff, they weren't put together straight, and there were these uneven gaps, and like Doc said, the inside of the car looked like it had just been slapped together. So I'm thinking if they spent more time putting the car together correctly the first time, they'd lose a lot less money.
Yeah, I did some work for a firm that manufactured kettles a few years ago, and they had a 50% return rate. So 50% of the kettles they made came back to be repaired. And they're not
in business
anymore. Yeah, because all they wanted to do was get the money in up front from the sales. But they ended up saying, well, it's okay, if it's faulty, we'll rework it. But they spent so much time reworking that they never made any money.
Mm-hmm. Ewing?
Yeah.
We figured out what the neon stuff might be.
Oh, go on.
Customizable icons and you can do the neon outlines instead of the full. So they're pulling back like 83.
Yeah, so the WWDC apps come out with customizable icons like that, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Muller, has that manufacturer gone off the boil, Ewan?
Oh, that's just lame.
That's actually quite quick and quite good.
I see what you did there.
It's less groany than normal. Bob Beach is, I think this is mock. Customizable icons. Wow, how fantastic! Exclamation mark.
Yeah, no kidding, right? I mean, thanks, it's dumb, Paul. But people fall in love with the craziest things nowadays. It really cracks me up.
Yeah. Message from Park Hall, Media Studies, half-term revision. All ramping up for Ellis. He's got his exams at the moment. 24 frigging exams for a GCSE student. My son's
24?
24 exams he's got over the coming weeks.
Are they giving him a doctorate when he's done?
No, this is to get out of school at 16 level, whatever that is in America.
And they end up with 24. I don't remember doing 24 at GCSE.
Mate, I don't remember. I can't remember when I was at school. But 24 is just ridiculous. My son has no childhood at the moment. Poor lad. I'm really pissed off. 24 is OTT, says Bob Beach. Yep, most definitely. Apple pledges to be clearer and more upfront with iPhone users about battery health and performance in the UK. The UK's competition watchdog, who are a serious bunch, I have to say over here, they can block an awful lot, announced that Apple has formally agreed to be clear and more upfront with iPhone users about battery health performance to ensure compliance with consumer laws. Yeah, most of which are directed by Europe, we're not going to have soon. So
is that implying that Apple is intentionally misleading us with the battery health app thing on our iPhones?
No, I can't say that because I'll get sued. Apple committed several actions it's already taken, including providing consumers with clear and comprehensive information about lithium-ion batteries, unexpected shutdown causes, and performance management issues in iOS on its website.
Oh, so this isn't about the app itself.
This is a known issues thing, I've got to say.
Okay. Okay. I'm a little behind on that one. I'm still catching up on some of my news.
Apple also said that In a future iOS update, material changes that could affect the performance of battery management when installed on an iPhone will be notified to customers in a clear manner. So everyone suffers with the battery thing because the phone re-indexes, doesn't it? So I'm guessing that's it. But your battery performance always improves at 12.1 or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So maybe it's something to do with that.
I think with Apple, with all this, everything being sold in non-replaceable parts and so forth, it's from a...
Those sound effects you were brought to you by Doc Rock. Sorry,
I'm
carry
catching,
on.
I'm catching a cold and I forgot to press the button.
we know.
They say they're trying to be green, but I can't see how non-user replaceable parts is anyway green. Because if you got an iPhone and the batteries had it, wouldn't it be just nice to swap the battery out and continue using your iPhone totally. Rather than put it into recycling?
Totally. But Apple don't want you to do that. And that's a different story, really.
I suppose.
Yeah. But you're absolutely right, mate. Absolutely right.
I would like to pose a question, and I would wish somebody would actually do a fully long survey, because there's always pundits going back and forth as to which to which. But if you give people the choice between weather protection, like waterproofness, splash, rain, body sweat from jogging, all of the above, or the ability to change the battery, I would really love to know the stats, because you can't have both. You just can't. So if you want it to be tight like it is now, like I really enjoy the fact that I don't have to worry about whether my phone gets wet, or the ability right now that I decided to keep a phone for 2 years and my battery absolutely sucks, I would still opt for the waterproof. It's very easy to charge.
When was the last time you went?
Super expensive to replace.
When's the last time you went swimming with your phone then?
No, not the swimming part, but like in Hawaii, like you'll be outside and it's gorgeous. Like, oh my God, what a beautiful pour down raining out of nothing. It just comes from anywhere. So, and for my friends in Manchester, from what I understand, it rains there constantly, like a sun, like three times a year on Boxing Day and Christmas. So, you know what I mean? Like New York, when I lived in New York, it rains constantly. So like, I'm sure there's places where a large percentage of the population lives where it rains a lot. But then you look at the guys jogging. I know the number one cost for us, and I wish my other genius dude was here to back me up. It was normally people sweat half the time that screwed it up, or drunk people getting pushed in the pools and whatnot. But it was a sad occasion when you let the baby slobber on it and it kills the phone, or your kid dropped it in the water and it kills the phone. And now we don't really have that problem. So if you gave people the option between a swappable battery or a dust and weather tight phone, I think most people would still opt for dust and weather tight. So I think battery is a really weird thing. And also batteries are dangerous. Look at Samsung.
And if you weigh in on this with your surveys request, Bob has been the first respondent to your survey. He says, I don't get my iPhone wet and I want to be able to replace my battery. Thanks. It rains here in Manchester, but it's a myth about how much. It rains here too, but it's a myth about how much it rains in Manchester.
Okay. I mean, and I accept that. I mean, I'm willing to accept what people say, but I would want to see real numbers. Through the lot of us, that's not a sample size, even with all of the five people that watch this show and the five of us that are on here and the five that are in the chat room. That's 15. That's not a true survey. I want to see a real survey because, yeah, I'm with you. Like, I would love to change my battery. I'm not going to lie. But right now, if I had to take the pick, I'll take the waterproof.
Well, DeepMate makes a good point. He said, because even when you could change the battery on smartphones, most people didn't bother anyway. That's a fair point.
And I've never wet a phone. Let's put that down. I've never wet a phone. Okay, I have. I lied. I dropped it in the dish once by accident, but it didn't do anything. It kept working. And that was before Apple actually claimed it. That was my five. But, yeah, it's just I think that most people, like you said, wouldn't do it anyway.
I've had a phone go on me when I had it in my pocket upside down, and it rained, and I got wet, and it went inside my pocket and it torched it.
My iPhone got wet, and to dry it out quickly, because I was in a rush, I put it in the microwave.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
You're lying now, Greeny. You're making this up for comedic effect.
That cannot be true. You wouldn't be here.
Well, what I love about Greeny is he can deliver the jokes so deadpan. There's that split second where you're like, oh my God, he really did it. No, wait.
No, I'm really
unless it's a Greeny clone. Did.
No, you didn't, Greeny. I'm not having it.
Honestly, I genuinely did put it in the microwave to dry it out because I was in a rush. And it was amazing. It was like bonfire night.
At least it was dry at the end of it.
Yes. Yeah, it never
full thing. Oh, now then. Sorry, go on.
Well, that's it, really. So my one bit of advice to listeners is don't put your phone in the microwave.
Bob Beach has been sucked in. He says, I believe, Greeny.
It is genuinely true.
Now, honestly. did we talk about our survey in the Slack room? Because I think it's been 3 weeks ago since we did the survey about AirPods. Oh, so you know Muller's been having a crap load of trouble with his AirPods. They haven't been charging and that kind of stuff. One's charging, the other isn't, that kind of thing. Lee Peterson's had that problem as well. He used to come on the show. And we did a survey in the Slack room. We had 40 people, I think, I want to say. 40 people replied. And 50% of the room that replied had a problem with charging of the iPad. There had been something that they had to take it back to the Apple store. So that's a 50% return rate on iPods.
AirPods.
Wow. AirPods.
I do know one person that has had charging issues, and when they went back to the Apple store, there wasn't even any question. They're like, okay, here's a new AirPod for the one that's not charging right.
And did that fix it, though? Because Muller's not had much success fixing it either.
Yeah. Yep, totally fixed it.
Stick him in the microwave every time.
There you go.
I think it's Muller's ear.
Well, he's clogging up. Muller's got big ears, but he can't clog up the charging connector as well as put it in his ear. Maybe he put it in the wrong way around. He put the thin bit in. That's what it was.
The two leads would touch each other at the bottom.
Yeah, the thing was, they didn't charge in the case, but they actually charged in his ears.
They should put in a motion-actuated charger for those of us that bob our head when we're listening to music, that slowly charging it.
Oh, piezo, yeah, like piezoelectric.
That'd be quite cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's good for joggers, too, because when you're jogging, you're doing this the whole time.
Yeah, I think piezoelectric stuff's only, efficient when you're talking about it at massive levels, like paving stone size.
Yeah, remember, Jeff, those pants that were supposed to charge your iPhone when you walk because you rub your thighs?
Yes.
It was an early Kickstarter.
I do remember those.
Did they get funding?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, really?
No, I was like, yo, my fat ass could charge about 8 iPhones.
Oh, mate. Moving on. Let's not even get into cracks and cheeks. Excuse me, sir, my iPhone's cracked. You cracked iPhone. 71% of college students prefer Macs over PCs, according to JAMF survey.
Mm-hmm.
No surprise there.
Yeah.
I was going to say, that's in the no S Sherlock category.
Yeah, so 71% prefer Macs, but only 40% have actually owned a Mac. The other 31% don't use Macs, or use PCs, but would prefer to have a Mac, so they're wannabes. And 29% use PCs and prefer PCs. So that means 60% of people use PCs.
60% of students use PCs.
Yeah.
Now, is this a worldwide survey or just United States? Because if it's just United States, that totally makes sense. Because education costs are so out of control that students can't afford a good computer, even if it's a higher end PC. They're buying crap. I mean, real crap. Windows laptops, like down $500 bucks.
If there's Chromebook in that stat as well,
Oh, yeah, I can see him buying Chromebooks, too, because they can't afford a good computer, whether it's a Mac or a PC.
L.A. students all are buying Chromebooks now. I mean, L.A., not in Los Angeles, but liberal arts, because it handles what they needed to do, and they're $300. And, yeah, school over here is ridiculous.
I wonder how many need to actually buy one.
The most of the university's laboratories are horrible unless you're a tech-oriented school. So, if you're a tech-oriented school, you have decent laboratories. Most of the laboratories here are Dell Inspiron, like 8100s from when I was still in college.
I suppose option number two would be to just buy sort of any cheap laptop off eBay, you know, super cheap, and then put Linux on it. Would make sense to me, and that will do everything they want it to do, I would have thought.
Most
modern kids don't know Linux. That's just OGs.
Well, it's not that difficult to...
fully understandable, but they're not brand aware. Let's put it that way. It's not the how to use it. They're not brand aware of it.
They're not able to run Linux. Most of them can barely see.
I was thinking about it. I mean,
probably most of them in the pub, aren't they?
Is Linux water resistant?
Yes.
It is a penguin.
Ah, there you go. You see, it's cold and water resistant. They can't afford the heating either.
I'm running a Black Labrador Linux at the moment, and it's great. I love it. And I boosted off an SD card.
Even I have used Linux in the past, and I did like it. And I'm going back to pre-Mint days.
Right.
Yeah. So. I just used it last week to recover a hard drive.
Yeah, so... Yeah, but I'm not as techie as you, Doc, so...
Oh, it's easy. It's super easy. You just... There's a USB key, and it kind of does the work for you. You can actually buy a live distribution just for fixing hard drives, and you don't have to do anything but plug it in, reboot your machine, plug the drive in, press a button, and walk away.
Nice.
I'll try that.
I did... I would say, though, be careful a little bit, because I booted off one of those live ones, and I clicked the install thing, and it totally and utterly wiped OS X off a Mac and everything, even the recovery partition. It got rid of everything.
Yeah, that's what happens when you press install. It says, run this off the thing, press here, press install to actually erase, partition, and install the OS to your computer. It's the first two options. And the buttons are like that big. It's like 50-50.
That's what I did.
But if you put it in the microwave, it'll roll it back.
Roll back. So
it's okay. Oh, microwave rollback. Got you.
I got it back in the end. Because with OS X, you've got the internet install. So I was able to put OS X back on it via internet install, which is good. Worked really well.
Yeah, no. Based on your life, Greeny, you'd be better off with an insurer.
But I've sort of once bitten, twice shy. I'm very careful with it now. I do run it as a live Linux thing using Labrador, which works well. Just to have a play with it and see what's going on.
Yeah, why Mac in the survey? Because they like the brand, 64%. 6% said they like the style and design. 59% for ease of use. 57% reliability. Syncing with other devices was 49%. Durability, 48%. And good with apps was only 37%. Why PC? Top answer?
It's cheap.
51% cheap. Price.
Yeah.
We got more out of that story than I thought. I thought that was going to be a quick pass off. So well done.
It's microwavable.
The microwavable PC. New 8-core MacBook Pros are here. They offer solid performance improvement as well, according to the benchmark test. Single core score of 5879 and multiple score of 29184, which is up significantly, apparently. Are you all running out to buy your new MacBooks?
No.
Although you'd think I would want to, considering I'm still rocking the first gen Touch Bar MacBook Pro, and the only reason I haven't taken it in for its next keyboard is because I haven't had time between conferences to take it in and let Apple have it. And while I know they can do the overnight keyboard swap out now, or same day keyboard swap out, I think my battery is going to get replaced this time too. So
the overnight keyboard swap out sounds like a chop shop in the middle of
town. It totally
does. It's like,
you know, I've never had a Mac have to go back to Apple for warranty work more than this computer.
Yeah.
And even with these issues, and it's been the keyboard every time, it's still a really good workhorse computer. And being able to do the new setup, that'd be really cool. But I want to watch and see what happens with the keyboard.
So do you know the statistic about Julius Caesar?
I'm assuming that there's 100% chance that someone's going to stab him in the back.
Yes, he did. No, statistically speaking, every person on the planet has a water molecule that was expelled from Julius Caesar's dying breath.
Wow.
Okay, that's statistically true. No one knows if it's actually true or not, because it's not possible to do. But statistics would tell you that the water distribution and the water cycle would mean that it was statistically true. It's also statistically true that there is a replacement keyboard from Jeff or James Rickard's machine on every Mac that's ever been made.
Yes, I believe the statistic.
Or a replacement screw. There we go.
Yeah. I believe that.
But how do they work that out? There's a bloke who actually wrote a dissertation on that for a statistics MSc. Oh, there you go. It's out there. It's a peer-reviewed study. Won't be buying a new one then. Man who tricked Apple into replacing 1,500 fake iPhones has pled guilty. Really? I'd have gone for the not guilty myself. But they've actually charged him with trafficking counterfeit goods. They haven't done it on the fraud charge. Chinese men on Wednesday pled guilty in Oregon to one Oregon. That's a random state for this, isn't it? To one count of trafficking in counterfeit goods. He managed to trick Apple into replacing 1,500 fake iPhones with authentic handsets.
You know what his accomplice was?
Huawei.
No, sorry. She's in Oregon.
Oh, you really?
Yeah. That was Kelly. Kelly and that dude made a lot of money.
Kelly's taken up with a Chinese dude.
Yeah. They had a little setup. So what she would do is she talked to the guys at Jeans Bar and distract him, and then he would swap out the fake phone.
Huan Jiang. That's with a Huan with a Q, not as in a J. He's not Mexican. Set around 3,000 counterfeit devices to Apple by one of the three Apple stores or online. He used fake names and claimed the iPhones wouldn't turn on and should be replaced under warranty. Apple.
Yeah, he was having.
How did they buy into it?
In China, send phones back to him.
Yeah, Apple.
Yeah.
Actually, replaced almost 1,500 of the fake handsets with authentic iPhones. Duh. How on earth does that
happen? That's the bit I don't get.
How can that happen?
Somebody inside was working with him. There's no way that it flew past. Even all the guys at the Genius Bar in Portland are high. It didn't. There's no way. He had to have an inside.
Did you say even if they are, or did you say they all are? Just want to clear.
Both.
No. I don't. Both. I no. Just purely for.
Definitively, everyone legal. In Oregon is high. Why do you think I go there three times a year?
That's right. You can slag off everyone because everyone can't sue me for that because it's clearly a joke statement. But if you're saying that the Apple Geniuses in the Oregon stores are all high, they can sue.
They can't sue you. I said it.
Yeah. No, you can sue the outlet. That's us.
Oh, well, you can't sue the outlet in the U.S.
I'm joking. I don't believe that to be true. There we go.
Okay. From what I understand,
the dispensary is right next door, by the way.
So, go on, Jeff.
It was primarily mail-in repairs. So they were requesting the boxes.
Yeah.
So it wasn't Genius Bar people that were dealing with these.
Well, he did say that he took them into stores as well. He did say there was
Then I'll clarify. Primarily, it was not Genius Bar people dealing with these.
Right. It was online. Apple only realized something was afoot as early as June the 30th, 2017, when its legal counsel sent Jiang a cease and desist order.
I'm betting there's a new procedure, internal procedure for repairs.
The address they used for the cease and desist order was sent to the address where 150 of the warranty phones had already been sent.
Well, that's probably a good place to start.
No one clocked 150 overlaps 50. Of address. Is it renamed the Gullible Idiots Bar? There's Bob Beach. Zhang will be sentenced on the 28th. Maximum sentence of 10 years in prison and a $2 million fine. Or twice his proceeds, whichever is the greater.
Yeah, and he's going to have to traffic some more phones to cover that.
Yeah.
And then this is that catch me if you can moment, isn't it? Because Apple are going to hire him and say, can you sort out our return system? Because, damn. You got us. Give him a job. I'd be really cool, actually, if Tim says, Apple stands up at the sentencing hearing and says, actually, we'd like to... what's the word when you give someone their life back? You rehabilitate. We're going to rehabilitate Juan, and he's going to come work for Apple, and we're going to get him to solve all our problems. No?
Perfect.
Perfect. Oh, man. Bit light in stories this way. Oh, the Chinese government has said that iPhones are a bit passe and people don't like them anymore. In retaliation for the Huawei stuff from Trump. Discuss.
They were having declining sales anyway, weren't they?
They were, yeah, because of the price. Yeah. As well, they reduced the price quite heavily.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I think Trump has not really thought about the fact that it's like, you know, America, America, making America great again. China, 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 China. And he's slagged off China. Not realizing that actually everything that's America, America, America is actually made in China. And he's going to do more harm than good.
You
could have just stopped. Your sentence was actually too long. Thought.
Okay.
There you go. Trump hasn't thought. There you go. That's all.
All you had to say. The rest of it was a waste of breath. You could have had a swig of beer, gone to the restroom, do anything else.
Okay.
Yeah. And China, state-controlled media, so telling the public that owning an iPhone is embarrassing now will probably have an impact on sales, which is exactly what they want.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. There we go. The Week in Apple. Done, dusted. If you like this podcast, then please thank our sponsors. All you got to do is go on to Twitter and say thanks to @TSOHosts. For supporting the network, because we'd be lost without them. GB Redneck signed up in the chat room here. He signed up for TSO Host. He came and said, can you have the offer code, please, mate? Because I can't be able to look it up. So I said him, it's BTN20, and all in caps, and that's the offer code. That gets you 20% off your basket with all the hosting services that you've got from TSO Host. And he wrote back within 10 minutes going, bloody hell, they're amazing. There you go. TSO Hosts are amazing. So... please, please, please go out on social media and say thanks @TSOHosts for supporting @BritishTech, because we would be lost without them. I know we're not doing a huge amount of shows at the moment because of things beyond our control, but we will continue, and they are superb. Someone asked me the other day and said, how long have you been doing this? And I said, doing it for 11 years this year. I'm like, wow, God, it'd be good to listen to some of the old stuff. Well, you can, because it's all still on our server, thanks to TSO Hosts. They've got unlimited bandwidth and unlimited storage. So check them out and thank them very much for us, please. They only want that recognition. And do the same for Telestream. Telestream are the people who give us the software that allows us to do all the switching and stuff like that. So get out on social media and say at Telestream, thanks for supporting that British Tech, because it makes a massive difference. And thank you to Hoya. I haven't heard from Mark in a while. I hope he's all right. I hope you're well, brother. Give us a call and check in soon. Hoya gave me the glasses for doing the show. Muller, shut up, will you? Squeaking around on the sodding chair. And they're brilliant. I love these glasses. I love, love, love these glasses. I do not want them to go any. Very happy. Right. It's time for the cool thing. Start us off, Doc.
All right. So in the last show, I brought out my...
Oh, sorry, mate. Can I stop you? Can I stop you? I've just been reminded about the bash. You need to buy a bash ticket. If you go to britishtechnetwork.com/bash tickets, you can buy the bash ticket. You need to make sure you buy them, because if there's not 60 paying adults by the 27th of June, then the bash will be cancelled. There'll be no further warnings, okay? So I will tell you that the thing is where it's at, but there will be no bash in July unless we've got 60 fee-paying people, please. So get yourself down and buy a ticket now. Otherwise, come 27th, it's gone. Sorry, you were saying, Doug.
Okay. I think on the last show, I told you guys that I was going to be installing a Akitio 10 gig. Well, not really installing because it's external, but it's a Thunderbolt 3 to 10 gig Ethernet adapter. Well, I got it installed, set up, and talking to my server in the back, and my little iMac with my Thunderbolt 3 connection can read and write in the 700s to my server. That thing absolutely flies. So if you've been questioning if you should do it, like with the Synology, QNAP, TerraStation, build your own old Unraid like I did, then you should. I just want to give that update real quick because it is cool. Ridiculous fast. Anybody that's into media, that means you, Ewan, you, James Ricard.
Send me a link.
Send
me a link to it and I'll put it in the chat room.
Yeah, yeah. It's Akitio is on Mac Sales or OWC at this point. But my cool thing. So I also recently picked up a Litra. It's Litra.
Right.
So Litra came out and they're basically taking on the Loom Cube. But I got the bigger bicolor version and it is absolutely incredible. I'm trying to send you a link, but iMessage is taking a long time to start up. Ewen. There he is. That's him. Okay, one second. Please ignore the ping sound.
I can edit. Don't worry, mate. It's fine.
All right. So I got the Litra Pro with the softbox. And first and foremost, the thing is like flat out waterproof. Second, it's built like an absolute tank. It does come in bicolor. And it is like 95, 96 CRI. So it's pretty clean, true color lights. But 1200 lumen output on a little like 2 inch by 2 3/4 inch by 1/2 inch device. And it is a brick. I mean, like it's military grade. If someone was harassing me, I could pop it off my camera, throw it at them, and probably knock them the hell out. It has an app,
so you can control stuff
from your phone, and it's incredible. So it's like a Loom Cube for grown-ups, and they do have the smaller version that they call the Litra Touch, which is the first one you see right there. That's the exact like Loom Cube style clone, but again, it's just a mil-spec Loom Cube. And, you know, not to poo-poo on Loom Cubes. I have three of them. But this is way better.
So like, what's the battery life like?
At full blast, about 50-ish minutes.
That's pretty good. That,
it lasts longer than you could think.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's about, if you was on the lowest output, I think they claim like 10 hours.
Okay, that's not bad. You can get...
But the lowest output is still bright. I mean, it's pretty incredible. I love the fact that it comes with a 25-degree grid. I have the softbox sitting back there behind me. So I bought the kit version with the softbox and everything. But it is super incredible. And I did some pictures a while back, and what we did was throw it in the ocean and did a slow with the tide coming in at night. So it was a nice shot at the very end of like blue hour with the light in the ocean and just incredible look. Like it's really amazing. You will love it. Just knowing how much you like this kind of stuff.
I do like this kind of stuff, but I always found the LumaCube quite dim, to be honest. It was great if you were using an iPhone on a face or something like that, and you could mess around with it, but I always found it quite, and you could put Scotch tape over it as well, like the, you know, the Magitape, the clear stuff, and that was a brilliant diffuser over it as well. But it's, I always found them a little bit harsh on the lighting, so these are...
Yeah, this has a diffuser box it comes with, and then I bought the soft box too, so the softbox makes it look even nicer. Like it's pretty incredible. Hey, you know, it's worth the get, and mate, if you don't like it, give it back.
Mate, plastic bag, bin liner. That's all you need. White bin liner, that works. Piece of tissue.
That's super funny,
mate. You guys, unless you can buy a B&H, you're not happy. I'm serious.
Diffuser paper right here. I use diffuser paper all the time.
Someone said to me once about using a coloured light and said, oh, you know, I want to get some coloured gels to go on my flash gun. I'm like, go and buy a box of Quality Street, which is like a box of chocolates over here. And they said, what do you mean? I said, well, just, you know, the green one that's got the foil on it, but it's wrapped in the green cellophane. Get the green cellophane off and take that on your flash gun. You get a green gel. Do the same, the one with the strawberry, and you'll get a red, and do the one with the mauve one, and you'll get a mauve, and that's all you need. Just stick that on the front of your flash gun, mate. That'll give you the colours that you want, and then shoot it at the front of the church. And I did also tell Ian Lewis once to set his camera on exposure and then run up to the church and just fire his flash gun off two or three times to make it look like there was lights. And he said that worked. There you go. See? Three tips. I should do this photo show again, shouldn't I? Just run out of time doing the document, so... £219 if you want to buy it in Amazon in the UK. Thanks, Bob, for looking that up. £219.95 if you want to buy it in the US store. So we get 90. No, you're still humping us. Jesus. You thieving bastard.
It might change because your girl quit, yeah? So maybe you guys can get back to normal pricing.
No, she's hanging around to still screw things up till June 7th. Jesus Christ. And the problem
she
is...
she was taking a vacation.
Wow. Well, no, the problem is if she's going to go, she should have called. We don't do politics. But if she was going to go, she should have called a general election and gone, because now we're going to get some idiot afterwards, and we've got another few years of that idiot. And if it's Johnson, then we're all out, and it's all over. Might as well just go.
You guys are going to have your Johnson
hang myself
out?
In the basement. Sorry?
I said, you guys are going to have your Johnson out?
My Johnson, no. Yeah, no, well, we've got... He's a dick, if that's what you mean.
That's what we call it in the US. We call it your Johnson.
It's Johnson, yeah. I know. So no, but Boris is a law unto himself, mate. But we don't do politics here. Jeff, change the subject for Christ's sake.
All right. How about if I give you a pretty inexpensive iPhone and iPad app? And it's called Calzone. And at first, I love the name because Calzone is also... it's like a pizza that's been folded over into a sandwich.
Yeah, we know. We have food over here too.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I swear to God, I thought it was baked beans. That was the only thing you guys had.
I can understand why. So fair enough.
So Calzone is it's a calendar app that lets you look at multiple time zones at the same time. And you can see your calendar as well, so you can tell what time zone something is happening in much easier. I mean, it's not like it's doing anything revolutionary with your calendar, but the whole thing with having this grid where you can just see at a glance what time zone everyone is in for whatever so you're trying to schedule is really nice.
Come the daylight saving switchover debacle that is
this
2 weeks
will save
apart.
But
yeah, mate, we're sorted.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know, $4 or $5.
Bob just said, have I just heard an American complain about cuisine? You are kidding.
I am totally kidding.
To be fair, Jeff's actually a lot more of a man of the world.
Food in London. Yeah. Well, and yeah, everywhere I was in the UK.
Jeff's a well-read man. So. And he has eaten more than baked beans in the last 4 weeks. So
that's true. I did not have baked beans the entire time I was in the UK.
Oh, well, mate, Heinz baked beans are a thing of beauty.
Yeah. When you guys start the BTN cuisine show, I'm ready.
Muller has pointed out that World Clock Pro is free with SetApp. And yep. Everyone's a SetApp user, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Yep. But you can't use it on your iPhone for free.
No. Okay. But well spotted. Thank you. Good pick, mate.
World Clock Pro is awesome.
Yeah, no, free. So that's a calzone. It's not a pizza, but it's tasty. It's $4.99. Yes, it's not free. Calzone's $4.99, mate. Did you say it was all free? Right. Did you say it was free? No?
No.
I misheard.
World Clock is free if you're using SetApp.
Right, got you.
Calzone, yeah, I said it was $4 or $5, so
yeah,
$5.
But $4 to $5, yeah, exactly. Good pick, mate. Thank you very much. Greeny Boy, what do you have for us?
Something that's slightly different. Who doesn't love a little bit of art, and then who doesn't love sort of the retro Macs? And I was doing some research into this, looking at sort of classic Macs, you know, the 1984 one, and I came across this website. And if you go to www.wearedorothy.com, they're selling a really lovely print for £30 of the 1984 classic sort of Mac, but it's got all cutaways in it, and so you can see the little people going on in there. It's a bit Where's Wally-ish, but it's really beautiful. So if you're a retro Mac fan, then I would consider it. It's only £30, and it's a three color litho print, and I think they offer a service to get it framed as well, but it's an absolute thing of beauty. Yeah.
You're not going to believe this, right?
Yeah.
Well, no, let's do one thing at a time. Greeny, good find, yeah. Mate. Spot on.
Thank you.
I'm really into that. That's brilliant, mate. That's a really good find. There it is. And there's a love film, a California Dreaming thing. It's excellent. But the other thing is, I've just said I haven't heard from Mark Culture in a while. He's just sent me a text. And he's not in the chat room. He's not watching.
Huh.
Heidi,
that's
mate.
That's crazy when that happens.
Thought you'd like a cheeky peek at a project that is going live soon.
Oh.
And the link's not working. Bastard. Oh, man. Hang on. Here we go. Oh, shit. He's typing again, so he might be watching. I can't get the link to work, Mark. Damn. Oh, no, here we go. It's up. Am I allowed to say anything? Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, we're all among friends.
Yeah,
I'm sure you're fine saying something.
I can't say anything. It's a bit exciting. The prices are that you're looking at a cost, so don't say anything. That was close. Jesus. Oh, man. I'm glad I checked there. That was good of me. So you'll have to listen next week because it's going live soon. There you go. Something big from Hoya this way comes. And we heard
it. Oh, exciting.
You heard it here first, but it's not launched yet. So there we go. Howa, have you got a cool thing for?
I do. It's nothing Mackie related, but I've dropped it into the chat room. I saw this, I think this was after our last session, and I was like, I want one.
Just to be clear, that we're talking about the last show that you did, not
the last show that I did, yeah.
In case my wife's watching, Jesus.
You just had to go there, didn't you?
No, it's just... My butt clenched for a second there. Go on. So Star Wars. coming soon.
Star Wars, they've released some new droids that you can code. You can build them up and code. They've got 40 commands between the three of them. So each one does, they don't all do the same thing. And it comes out in September. But I thought it's, I put this up, I think, on Twitter as well, because I was like, the kid in me really wants one. I think it's about $199 in the States. I haven't been able to find out how much it is UK-wise.
Right.
But the cool thing is you can code the mouse to actually pick up your trash and drop.
What, so you drop something on the floor. So you're sitting there writing your novel and you screw up a bit of paper and throw it on the floor and it misses the bin.
It misses the bin. Send it to code and pick it up. Yeah. Right. Don't quote me on that because I'm not really sure about that. But it was one of the features that I read that I thought, oh, okay. I would love to be able to do that. I wish the R2-D2 could do that, but...
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
It'd be lovely. So I wish I had this when I was a kid, but I think, you know, as I'm an adult, I should be allowed to have one. It's
still totally acceptable for you to get this.
Yes.
Yeah, no. Well, all Lego is totally acceptable on this show, isn't it?
Absolutely.
I thought it's cool because it's also teaching kids, you know, about programming code and stuff. So, yeah. I like what Lego is doing.
I saw the Brick Brothers Upside Down from Stranger Things, and I immediately thought of Jeff. The thing is massive, and it's so cool.
It's oh my god, it's amazing! Yeah, it's $200 for the kit.
Yes, and 2,300 or 2,500 pieces.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's cool. They designed it so that when you're doing the build, you can build the regular house and the house from the Upside Down at the same time if you want. So if you want to like have a friend over and build together, you can each work on half the kit at the same time.
Mm. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted to buy that because I love Stranger Things.
Yeah, it doesn't.
That's on my Christmas list at the moment.
Excellent, mate. Good pick. Thank you very much. Did you say a price?
I can only find the US price, which is $199. So
that'd be about £2,000.
By the time. I was just say $3,000.
By the time it comes out, because, you know, whatever happens with Brexit.
Mate. Cool. My cool thing is... an application that's free and it won't cost you a penny. My GPS coordinates from Tappy Apps. So we've got a new product you know about my Sentry camera that I've been doing with Anders and we invented, and that's been going quite well. We've invented a new product which is GPS based, which is called Azimuth. But one of the things that it does is it interacts with the cameras, but you've got to know where the cameras are. And rather than put a GPS locator on the cameras, which would sap battery power, Anders came up with the idea of just getting this application so that you stand where the camera is and it gives you your longitude and latitude. And then there's an interface where we can put that into the system that controls the location of the cameras on a Google Earth map. This is brilliant. It is absolutely awesome. It's free. You get your location because you've got a GPS coordinate in your phone. But it's also got, which is really important, a copy and paste. So you hit the copy and paste, and it gives you the GPS coordinates. So all you got to do then is paste them into the fields with a comma separated value, and that's it. Job's done. There you go.
Cool.
It does Robert is your mother's brother.
Yeah, exactly. It does nothing else other than copy what you've got in terms of where you are in the world and lets you paste it into a field. Simple as that. So, and not field as in like where grass is, a field as in like field on a web page. All right, moving on. I thought it was really cool anyway.
That's funny.
All right. So there's a new thing coming from Hoya. Mark's just sent me a text. There's a new thing coming from Hoya. He's really glad I didn't show it on the show, A, because of the prices, and B, because no one in the entire industry knows about it yet.
Ooh.
So it's just, I feel so privileged. And I can't tell you. I'm gutted. It's launching in June, though. So watch this space. There's something coming from Hoya. it's going to be cool, and it's happening in June, but I can't tell you. And I know what the cost price is, but I can't tell you that either. And I'll never be able to tell you that. So, there you go. That was exciting, wasn't it? Right. Where can we get a hold of you? Have I forgotten to do anything, Muller? I feel like I've forgotten something. Oh, yeah, the sponsorship. If you'd like to sponsor the network, you can go to breachcentnetwork.com/subscriptions and give us $5 a month, $10 a month, or $20 a month, and that gets Kyle to do the news show every month, so every week, or every day, rather. So every day, if you go to breachcentnetwork.com/news, you'll get the news show. So it's a summary of the previous day's news in about 5 minutes, done with Carl Swagger out in the Philippines, perfectly placed to make sure it hits your breakfast table by 9 a.m. here in the UK. It is absolutely worth every penny. And £5, that's it, $5 actually, not even pounds, gets you that in your inbox every morning, ready to go while you're sat at breakfast. So please sponsor us, please support us, because without that, we can't afford to pay Carl to do it, and that'd be... Right. Doc, do you have... no, we've done the cool thing. Where can people get a hold of you? Oh, man. I was doing fine. I was doing really well until that bloody Hoyer launch.
You're just like a schoolgirl. A primary schoolgirl. Anyway, you can find me all over the internet at DOCROCK. And, yeah, and my new YouTube channel at DOCROCK as well. Anyway, see you then.
See you, mate. Jeff, where can everyone get a hold of you?
I'm hanging out over at smilesoftware.com.
Did you go Canadian there for a second?
Totally. Did you hear me just like stop for a second after that? I was as shocked as you were. That was weird.
Sorry, where can everyone get hold of you again?
apparently in Canada now. smilesoftware.com, textexpander.com, and Twitter, Instagram, I'm Jay Gamut.
You've been talking to Atlee on the side, haven't you? You've been conspiring. I know what you're up to.
It's a total conspiracy.
That bloke.
Greeny, he's a troublemaker.
Yes. Where can everyone get hold of you?
I just like to big up you and Spash. If it still goes ahead, I'll certainly be there in reality, as it were. But if you want to find me on the web, go for britishmac.com, or you can subscribe to British Mac in iTunes. And we're rocking it a bit at the moment. And so 170 will come out on Sunday.
Oh, big miles. Are you going to push on to the 200 this year before the year's out? Can you manage it?
I'm not going to make any promises, considering it's taken me 14 years to get to 170.
No. I'm expecting a bit much there, I have to admit.
Oh, but I will say, though, on top of like the big British Macs, which do take quite a while to put together, I also do a weekly, a smaller one called British Mac Mini, which is just a sort of a brief 10-minute sort of summing up of what's going on in the world of Apple. I enjoy doing those. They're fun.
Deep Pan has put, Canadians are incapable of conspiring because they speak French. As soon as anything happens, they surrender.
That's only part of Canada.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my elder. I apologize to all the Canadian French listeners, French-Canadian listeners. Where can everyone get hold of you, mate?
Hold of me on Twitter as Howie A, and in the Slack room as How Abishia.
And where can everyone get hold of Auntie Pamela?
No comment.
Celebrity Auntie Pamela.
She doesn't want to be inundated. She's like, oh my god.
We need to get Auntie Pamela. You need to have you have to do both shows at your place and invite Auntie Pamela around for tea and she can come on.
Oh, well, would that be done in Nigeria then?
She's in Nigeria?
Yeah, she's in Nigeria.
Well, she can dial in. She's got Skype.
Yeah, right? She can. But she'll need somebody there with her to dial in.
Oh, okay, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
So she must have someone who can use Skype. In there must be somebody in Nigeria who can use Skype.
Yeah, she does.
Exactly. So there we go. We'll do that. Get her to dial in and we'll have Auntie Pamela on the big show.
On the big show.
That'd be awesome. Superb. My name's Ewan Rankin. You can get me at Ewan Rankin on Twitter. You can follow the network at British Tech on Twitter as well. Don't forget to say thanks to the sponsors. That'd be really, really cool. Thanks very much. We're going to attempt to come back next week. I'm not sure if we're going to manage it, but we'll definitely be here the following week. There's no question of that because I know I've got nothing happening on that Friday. And we'll have two shows as normal. It'll be really, really cool. Have a great bank holiday weekend here in the UK and enjoy your half term if you're off school. And we'll see you all next week. Thanks for listening.